the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the martial arts and mental health. In the East, systematic martial arts began some 2,000 years ago. In the West, systematic martial arts also began about 2,000 years ago. Martial arts masters have transmitted their teachings of what Western psychology refers to as the power within. Eastern Indian philosophies and religion transmitted this concept to schools of thought in China, where it came to be known as qi or ki. In the West, the martial mind was developed around religion. This can be seen by looking at the Western gods and goddesses of war in the earlier European religions. Later, the Christian religion, which created organizations such as the Templars, promoted chivalry. Martial arts promote mental as well as physical health, and this has been known by Western scientists ever since they began studying the effects of martial arts. They also embody a system of moral values, example, respect, respecting property, be faithful and sincere, and exert oneself in the perfection of their character. Now, the effectiveness of martial arts in producing behavioural benefits has come from a number of studies. Improvements in self-esteem, Fuller, 1988. A more positive response to physical challenge, Richard and Reberg, 1986. Trulson, 1986. Greater autonomy, Duthie, 1978. Emotional stability and assertiveness, Konzak and Boudreau, 1984. And reductions in anxiety and depression, Kai, 2000. All of these benefits have all been associated with martial arts training. Konzak and Boudreau, 1984, have also drawn attention to the social benefits of such behavioural change. Consistent practice without the mental training makes a person a very impulsive and aggressive towards others. A moral martial code, for example, comprises ethics, acts that are forbidden, and obligations. Now, if you take one Eastern system, such as karate, they have what's called the Dojo-kun, a code or set of rules. And it's part of the moral values transmitted from times past and has the role of reinforcing the pacifistic urge that lies at the heart of the Asian martial arts. This reminds karate students of the right attitude, frame of mind, and virtues to strive for within and outside the dojo. Several studies point to the effectiveness of traditional martial arts in reducing aggression. Lakes et al. 2004 argues that these benefits are a consequence of enhanced self-discipline. Historically known in both Asian and Western martial arts as self-control, willpower is considered important in the Asian martial arts, not only for enabling the student to continue with arduous training, but also for improving personality and performance inside and outside the training arena. Western psychiatrists and psychologists consider willpower not to exist, but consistent training coupled with a sincere attitude towards the moral principles of martial arts contributes to strengthening self-discipline. Students who practice hard and show a more dominant and competitive personality than those who practice on a part-time basis. Belief in the dangerousness of those who seek mental health services is a prominent stereotype, which, if rendered inactive, would likely entail a reduction in the numbers of clients tranquilized to calm such fears. It is of interest, therefore, that Weiser et al. 1995 have considered the psychotherapeutic aspects of martial arts practice and its value to verbal psychotherapy. They contend that the therapeutic effects of martial arts training can be compared to those of verbal psychotherapy. Little research has been conducted into the application of martial arts as a therapeutic intervention, although the traditional martial arts do offer positive psychological change to their students and produce beneficial psychotherapeutic effects. The approach to life that martial arts offer to their students has proved very attractive to many who are dissatisfied with values of the modern world that generate so much unhappiness. The growth in popularity of Western martial arts would seem to indicate that, both as a discipline and as a value system, they have something to offer. Although fragmented, there are complete Western systems that offer a complete syllabus, including mental training. In short, they offer a way of being, a journey of self-discovery to cultivate human potential, a means to relate better to oneself, others, and the wider world around you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. Please tune in next time if you enjoyed this one for another great episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
Listen to us, because we listen to you. Doo-doo.